Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 1st. God must come first. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Job 23:12b. How do we know when someone really loves us? One way we can tell is when that person gives up something they love in order to spend time with us. Imagine that you came to your parents when they were busy with something they enjoy, maybe reading a good book or watching a basketball game on TV. What if your mom put her book down and said, "I can read this book any old time. I would rather spend time with you. Let's go for a walk." Or what if your dad turned off the TV and said, "You are more important than a basketball game. I'd rather go shoot some hoops in the driveway with you." If your mom or dad were willing to give up something for you, you'd know that they really cared about spending time with you. Well, it's the same way with our relationship with God. We show our love for God by showing that he comes first. One way that we can show him how much we love him is by spending time in his word, even if it means giving up something else we love in order to do it. God's word is the primary place where he reveals himself, the best place to get to know him. Job was a man who really, really loved God. He said that he would rank God's word even higher than the food he needed to stay alive. He would be willing to give up food if necessary because God's word was more important to him. We don't always have to give up food or a sport or a hobby to spend time in God's word. Sometimes it just means pulling our thoughts away from some other fascinating topic we would rather think about. It means turning our minds to think about what God is saying and turning our hearts to obeying. Are you willing to love God by showing him that time in his word is very important to you every day? We show love for God by placing great importance on our time in his word. Have I spent time reading and thinking about God's word yet today? Is there anything I've been doing that's stealing away the time I would usually spend with God? What do I need to do to guard my time with God? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for June 1st.